I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, we were still joking in the break there about my interview with that guy, you know, that we invited on to talk about this this Epstein deal, and or I mean the Tulsi Gabbard deal. I don't know. I'm a little dumbstruck still by the fact that he's more worried about the political temperature in the country and one side trying to get back at the other. If the Obama administration did that, that's something that needs to be addressed. And we've known for years that they did it, and nobody else has had any interest in paying any attention to it. So I am ready for some DOJ referrals here, if indeed we have documents proving that that happened. That's what I want to see. All right, let's get to John Lamping here real quick, former Missouri senator. John, I don't know if you heard my last interview or not, but we're talking about this Tulsi Gabbard story that she's talking about, the document she's uncovered. Good morning to you, and any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, good morning to you both. I guess it's the preview of what will certainly be the quote unquote nothing to see here defense, and keep moving on. You know, like that for the benefit of the country. So I do think what's interesting is apparently within the White House, within Trump's advisors, that there are some advisors that think that there shouldn't be any indictments. I think that she is chief of staff, who I've never really trusted since she's got such direct ties to the Bush family, that there's going to be a fight, an internal struggle in the White House as to whether or not indictments should occur. And I'm with you. I think indictments are easy to be made, and I look forward to the trials themselves. But yeah, that was kind of something to listen to 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, interesting approach. There are a lot of people that want hands off. Remember, we did that when the first time Trump got elected, he did that with Hillary Clinton. Yeah, we could probably look into that more, but we're just going to, just for the sake of peace, we're just going to kind of let it go. I think people are tired of just letting it go. I just got to think. Anyway, I know
I want some indictments.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you completely. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I would love to see it for sure. A couple of, what was it, about 2 months ago, maybe, we talked about this bill that Governor Kehoe signed on utility rates, and allowing Ameren to basically charge us in advance for projects.
Yeah, what was easily the most impactful bill during this session, which got very little fanfare.
Yes.
Because it's not a very taxpayer friendly bill, was that they changed the laws, the regulations around how our utility companies can recover the money that they invest in bringing utility to our homes. The article I sent you guys was, you know, beginning in September, we're going to see a 12% increase in gas rates if you get your gas from Ameren. But But of course, back in June is when they increased our electricity rates by 12%. And the sad news, Mark, is that this is before that bill even took effect. So, I think what they did in the legislature, they should not have done. I think, you know, Republicans are supposed to be the party of small government, and they need to be pay special attention to the costs they're imposing on taxpayers. But I also would suggest that we've got to learn how to be the party of the middle class, the working class. And it's one thing for if somebody in Ladue, in the huge mansion has to pay 12% higher utility rates, they just pay them. But our majorities come from working class people. Our majorities come from people, low income, fixed income. And if we're going to allow legislation to go through that allows increases in things like utility rates to go up 12%, we're going to have a problem eventually. Another issue that's happening simultaneous to this is the big, beautiful bill is what the big, beautiful bill is. And there's some things we like in there. But having been someone who fought adamantly when I was in office against the expansion of Medicaid and Obamacare, the big, beautiful bill is going to eliminate all subsidies to the Affordable Care Act medical plans that are on the exchanges. And there's like 7 million people in the country that are on these exchanges, and they're going to see at least 20% increases in premiums. So as the party in power here in Missouri and the party in power at the federal level, and we're now, our majorities come from working class people, we need to pay special attention to the changes we're making and what impact that has on the day-to-day budgets of these families.
Which is what Josh Hawley's concern was, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Josh is even taking it one step further and looking at the impact of the bill's changes to food stamps and to Medicaid. 10% of Missourians are on food stamps, and if we roll those back, and that may be what we should do, and work requirements may be what we should do, but our majorities come from these groups of people now, and I don't think we're quite used to that yet. I think I know the Keogh administration is far too tied in to what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce and what's going on with the lobbyists. I mean, Ameren employs the most largest number, has the largest budget for lobbying than anybody else in Jefferson City, and it's no surprise that they achieved what they achieved legislatively. So it's discouraging to that occurred, and I think the problem we're going to have going forward is we're going to have to better understand how our policies impact working class people.
Have they even said if they're doing these two big rate hikes, and I don't know how these compare to other hikes they've done in the past, but they seem pretty substantial to me, double digits. I mean, is there any indication that there could be another one coming down the pipeline here? So it's like, oh, wow, we're paying this now, but oh, wait for a couple more years and they're going to do the same thing again.
Well, that was their push behind the legislation, was that this the need for energy is only going to go up, that by some estimates that AI itself, the expansion of artificial intelligence and the computing power that's required to implement it, will use up all the existing capacity, and that the next 10 or 15 years are going to see utility companies constantly having to increase capacity to meet that demand. And so that's why they lobbied for this new bill that allows them to recover their cost even before they've added electricity. So that's the thing that it's called construction work in progress was the law of the land until now. And so, for example, if they announced they were going to build a nuclear power plant and it would take 10 years to finish it, well, they wouldn't be able to increase your rates until that power came online. But now they'll be able to do it immediately. And that means that you may be someone, if you're a senior citizen, you may not be, you'd be paying for the construction of that nuclear power plant that you may never even experience in your lifetime. So it's a very big change, and it's one that's going to have a big impact on the lives of your listeners and Missouri taxpayers.
Yeah, and media did a very poor job of warning people about that, I got to say. They really did, as usual. John, thank
you. What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summits, sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Thank you.
Great being with you both. Take care.
Great having you on this morning, Senator John Lamping there. It's true. And if you're shocked by what John just told you about your utility rates, we talked about it on this show. I just want to make that clear. I think the mainstream media completely downplayed that whole decision. And it was a bad one. Because now they're just going to charge you in advance for that stuff. Anything they want. I mean, the utility commission was already pretty much rubber stamped most of those increases, in my opinion. But it's all going up, and we're going to all feel it. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.